let's see where we're up. At least that's what we're up to. Okay. We're in the middle of Se'if Aleph. We've just gotten through the introduction to Tam Ki'ikr and the concept of Kheila. So Yitamena Ovid Yochavim, Amr Shema, etc. In Ancient Ovid Yochavim, the Torah, if there's no guy, then what do you do? So again, he's quoting this same very, very basic Gemara, and Chulin Bechzadi Zayin, that if there's no guy, Misharin Bishishin, Bechenim Mim Bamino, and as the Gemara says, there are two cases where we are going to say b'shishim. Again, let's review what we saw last time. Mim she'inu min deter b'taima. If it's two different types and it's heter, like trum or something, then a Jew tastes it. D'isur b'kfeila. If it's a different taste, then it's iser, then a guy tastes it. Min b'minu d'lekin lekin b'taima. Nami mim she'inu min d'isur d'lekin kfeila b'shishim. If it's min b'minu, the same taste, so there's no way to do a taste test. Or it's just two different tastes, but it's treif and there's no guy around, then you use shishim. What's the nature of this rule of shishim? So there seem to be two or three different approaches towards understanding the yisod of shishim before we actually get into the halachic application. Tosa says, and that's what most rishonim seem to assume, 99% but Rishon assume that, what's the inyan of this shishim? What's the inyan of shishim according to most Rishonim, Tosos most Rishonim? That shishim is, really we care about tam. Ataka, how do we tell tam if we can't tell? Like they have the same taste. So how can you tell if you can taste the treif orange juice and the kosher orange juice, they taste the same? Or how can you tell if you taste the lard in your cholent if there's no guy to taste it? So we have a rule of thumb for tam. Chazal v'mishaer that the Isurim, that all the Isurim that we're normally familiar with, their taste, the maximum they can go is you can taste them up to 1/60th. But if it's 1/61st, 60-to-1 ratio, then you can't taste them anymore. Obviously, some Isurim are very bland, and they might only be able to give taste up to 30 times themselves, or 5 times themselves, or whatever, but among the common Isurim, 60 are on the safe side. So it's not that 60 represents time. It's that 60, you're always on the safe side. Because among Yisurim, some of them give shear to 5 times their amount, 6, 7, 8, 9, up to 60. Once it's 60, you're on the safe side. That's close to most Rishonim assume. That 60 is an invention of the Rabbanan. And it's not even an invention as a din. It's just a rule of thumb for when you know you're on the safe side and there's no time. If it's 1/50th, you never know, there could be time, there could not. But if it's 1 to 60, that is 1/61st. Or smaller, then you can be sure there's no time. That's a good rule of thumb. How did Tom come up with 60? They tried some different things, then they saw it went up to 60.
That was my question. How did they come up with 60? Is that not through Zorah B'Shelo and
the other? No, that's an asmachta they found later in asmachta from Zorah B'Shelo. First, they did taste tests. They got together all the common Yisurim, got together some Goyim, and tried to do all kinds of different combinations, and they realized after a day or two of experimenting that 60 was a good limit. You know, they maybe they rounded to 60, I don't know, and then they found some sugi of Zorah B'Shelo, some funny drush, and they can asmachta with. That's one approach. That's Tosfos and Rav Rishonim. The other approach, however, is that takes the Rava Shaila a little more seriously. And here, there are really two other approaches. What does Rashi seem to hold? Now, I know the Achronim debate what Rashi holds, but if you read Rashi Kipshuto, hopefully some people saw the Gemara, but Rashi, what does Rashi seem to hold if you read him Kipshuto? And this is what Rav Schechter mentioned, right? Rashi, he all sounds like a big makel. Ah, Tom Kierkegaard's Rabban, that sounds like a big makel. But if you read Rashi honestly, and I think most Achronim read him, you know, read him this way, what does Rashi seem to hold? What? That Shishu Netatori seems to be the Das Yochid among Rishonim, who takes the drush of Zerua B'Sheila seriously. What's the drush of Zerua B'Sheila? It'll be come up again at the beginning of some Sadi test. But that V'Lakacha Gwinnis HaZerua B'Sheila Min Ha'ayel, and if we'll assume, right, everyone knows it, in El Nazir, that the Kohen takes the Zerua B'Sheila. What does that mean? Then we're having a different day. Yes, but Pashtus, let's assume, for the sake of this drush, that means first you cook the whole ayel. You need an awfully big pot. Okay, so they had an awfully big pot. That wasn't the most difficult thing about being a nutter. So, they had a really big pot, cooked the whole ayil, and then you give the coin to Zerua B'Sheila, which is Asur L'Zarin. And you eat the rest. All the time of the Zerua B'Sheila went into your part. So, Chacham Rav Meshayer, we'll see the different ways of getting this, but Chacham Rav Meshayer, that the Zerua B'Sheila is only a 1 to 60 ratio to the rest of the ayil. The ayil is 61 pounds, the Zerua is 1 pound. And therefore, we see from here a bit of Lashishim. So everyone else takes that as an asmachta. Really, that's an asmachta. It's been Bimino, that's an asmachta for a rule of thumb that Chacham figured out based on experimenting with Isurin. But Rashi seems to take that seriously on a Doraisa level. And Rashi seems to say, you know, if you put all the Rashi together, it seems to work pretty well, that no. He might also admit it's a rule of thumb. That's a separate thing. It could be everyone admits the rule of thumb in one or two cases. But Rashi says, no, it's a real din Doraisa. That Yisurim are batel b'shishim. And that's besides the issue of Tom. So as Rav Schechter pointed out, even though we all think Rashi's a makel, he says Tom gave his own darbanan. Yeah, if you take one sheet of Rashi's a makel, but if you take Rashi as a whole person, he's really a machfir, because he said, Tom gave his darbanan, but you know what? There's another rule that writes that you need shishim. So shishim is going to be even more machfir than Tom Kaker, right? Because Tom Kaker might sometimes be a 30th, sometimes a 40th, sometimes a 20th, but shishim. Right, Shishim, you're safe from Tom, but none, or usually. But nonetheless, Shishim is the Oraisa. That seems to be Shishim is Yachlev Rashi. Some aren't willing to even deny that he holds it. They also think it's an Asmach, but like Tosfos. But Hashem Shad of Rashi, and this corresponds to Shishim, as it will mention, that he takes this seriously. You need Oraisa, you need Shishim from Zerua B'Sheila.
Two questions. According to Tosfos, it's a Machlokas and Metzias of how to experiment between 100 and 60, the opinions are argued. And the second question is, if you hold Rashi, he holds the Oraisa. In the case of Nishva, are you going to say it's also a Safek of Chumra? It's a Safek of Shishim?
For sure. That's for sure. Everyone thinks, Nishva, Rashi would be making them both. No, Rashi would be Machir in both Minum, Sheino, Minum. He'd say Safek Shishim of Chumra. Yeah. Rashi would have a lot of Chumra, which we'll see. So assuming you take Rashi seriously. So, and as far as your question, if there's a Machlok is 60 or 100. Everyone knows we're Paskin 60. We've learned that since we're in kindergarten. But Machlok is 60 or 100. Well, the Gemara also. Most people knew that we're Paskin 60. But according to Rashi, it's Machlokas and Doraisa. We don't understand why we don't wear Shabbos, and we don't understand why 60 or 100. According to Tosfos, Taka, why didn't they just do experiments? So, again, you could say they did experiments and they argue, but that's not necessarily so satisfying to your yeshivish. So everyone knows, if you've been in yeshivas long enough, you all know what you do when you have something that looks like Machlokas and Metzias. I would say this flippantly. I mean, this is Taka, a very logical idea. That they're not arguing about the Metzias. They did the experiments, but they're arguing about what's called time. Because up to 60, you can taste a serious time. Up to 100, there's like a faint trace. There's an argument, one man never said, time in Iker means a real time. That's up to 60. The guy don't taste it like that. A faint trace of a side effect of the time, that goes up to 100. So they're arguing, what's the gender of time? Mido Raisa, Pashtus. There seems to be one sheet in the middle, which is the Rambam. There seems to be one shita in the middle, which is the Rambam. The Rambam says that is a very fascinating formulation. Nimtzei Slavich Kol Yisurin Shevatorah ... You check the time. If you can't figure out the time, then So if there's no time, then midivrei sofrim, it's still us until it's nevad mi'etzem mi'utov lo mi'etzem mi'utov. Midrabanan, even if there's no time, you still, or even if you can't check the time, in some cases, it's still usher unless it's never made ultim yutov, can be very small. The kami sar dover usher viera, this is test per test of makos surah salah, hey, the ultim yutov. How much is considered really small the rabbanan allowed it to be bottled? Taka the rabbanan rechoshish, we're going to use this bitzel, let's say there's no time, or we can't tell the time. So we're going to use all this bitzel and start eating the serve, it won't look right, it'll lead to laxity in halacha, it's hasnish. So he said, at midrabanan, don't eat any treif unless it's bottled me ultim yutov. What's taka ultim yutov? So, says, Kashir Shmosko Chachamim, like the Chachamim say, Yesh Dor Shur Bashishim, Yesh Bemeyav, Yesh Masayim. That's what he said, he says, Bosi Shur Bashishim, Shrumas Bemeyav, Arlen Klai Kerem is Masayim. I mean, it's pretty clear what he's saying here, that he might also admit Shishim is a good rule of thumb for time, but the normal way to use Shishim, right, it's not about a rule of thumb for time. It's about Otsen Meyuto, just like Chachamim said, something to be 200, Arlen Klai Kerem, Bottled Masayim, nothing to do with time, Shrumas Bottled Bemeyav, nothing to do with time. So most of them, but with Shishim, nothing to do with time. They picked Shishim. I mean, it might be coincidence. They might have sort of had this in the back of their minds. But they picked Shishim as a shear of Otsem Hamiyot, of very smallness, of extreme smallness. That is the shear of Shishim under the Brahma. Then the Rabbanan, and they just had to pick a number for being very small. So that's a, in some ways, like Rashi, in that he holds Shishim is a din and not just a rule of thumb. That's why he makes it parallel to 100 and 200. But in other ways, it's like Tosfos and Rav Rishonim, because he doesn't think it's no raisa. He admits it's just an asmachta. He just says it's not an asmachta for how to make a rule of thumb for time if you can't taste. It's an asmachta for if you can't use time, so use otzem hambiyot. Chacham gave you a rule of very small. And this is an asmachta, because Rav Shelo, what's called very small. So we have three shitas about the getter of Shishim, where, what the whole idea behind Shishim is. Just to review, Rav Rishonim say it's just a rule of thumb that the Rabbanan gave you for time. It's not like a dindo rice or a dindo rabbana. It's just a rule of thumb for time. The Rambam says, no, it's a dindo rabbana that when you don't use the rule of time, they want to give you a rule so it wouldn't be pasnish to eat a lot of this or say it has to be very small, and very small is 60. That's not the Rav Shaila. And for Rashi, it seems to be a dindo rice. The Torah said in Israel is only Bavdil Bishishim. Okay, that's by way of introduction, even before we get to Alakul Maisa.
Is this the same machlokes the Raman and Machaber relying on Tfela, or is that something?
Let me get to that. This is so far I've said nothing. What this has to do with every machlokes between the Raman and the Shach or Machaber will be mavar step by step. But that's why these are so much more important, because they may or may not, and you can never prove. There's no way you can shoot that according both ways. They may or may not underlie everything in the rest of this siman, or at least the difficult part of the siman. So let's go to the halachah l'maisa. The Gemara says sometimes you use time and sometimes you use shisha. There are four shitas in the Rishonim. Now, so far we haven't said halachah l'maisa. I haven't told you according to the Rambam or Rashi or the other Rishonim exactly what the rules are. I just told you the yisod of shisha. And the truth is, you get the same yisod and come to different conclusions, or different yisod and come to some of the same conclusions. But halachah l'maisa, what did Chazal mean? That you need to check for shishim, you need to check for time. Under which circumstances do you need to check for shishim, and under which circumstances do you need to check for time? Any of you know four shitas about this?
Right.
It's all ways to read this line in the Gemara, but what are the four shitas we've shown him?
The Tur
didn't. I don't know if the Tur brought all of them, but the Beis Yosef, with the help of the Beis Yosef. I mean, I'm not telling you anything that I'm not telling you any secrets and kedushin here. Just the Chazar and the Beis Yosef. So, what are the four shitas?
Rashi's one.
Okay, what does Rashi say? You need Rashi's most machmir shita. He says you always need to check for shisha. Right? Let's, you always need to check for shisha. Let's just make a little, well, first let's write his name. Always check for shisha. Meaning, if it's more than a 60th, it's always usher. And then, if possible, what do you also have to do if possible? Check for time. How did you read the Gemara? If you taka have a guy, or it's truma, check for time and shishim. And if it's less than a 60th, then you can't taste it as motor. If you don't have a guy, then, okay, just use shishim, but we never skip shishim. We always have to check for shishim, but if possible, we always check for tam. What we mean to say is this: if you make a little chart, let's see if we can do this. Here's the less than 60th, don't know, or more than a 60th, and here's a tam, no tam, don't know. So Rashi says, you always need to check if it's batel b'shishim or not. That's a chov lo yafar. I think what Rashi would say is that if you're not sure it's less than a 60th, that's pasha treif. The shaila is, what if you are sure it's less than a 60th? Then, if there's ta'am, okay, then if there's ta'am, it's delasser. But if there's no ta'am, or if you don't have a gun and you can't check, then it's mutter. That's the sheet of Rashi. This works very well with Shitaso. If he thinks shishim is the rice and ta'am kekas derabanan, then it makes perfect sense. Shishim is the raisa. You don't even think about being mekel until you checked if it was more or less than a 60th. But after you checked and you realize it was less than a 60th, which is a way of saying more than 60, right? Then all you have to worry about is tam kei kedra banan. So check for the taste. But if you can't, then be mekel the whole lot. Okay, mekel on tam kei kedra banan, you can be mekel.
According to the argument, actually, it could be if you did check and you do taste, it could be they'll agree that's awesome.
No? Could be, yeah, 100%. 100%. We'll get to it. Okay.
Why can you still make, if you can't check, isn't it for the buyer? Do you see this thing?
What do you mean, in this box? If there's no guy, you can't check it. What are you going to do?
So if could be checked, you just can't do it, but now that's
the... Apparently, Rashi thinks you can be made. Now you could clear. Whether that's just because something to run with Kula Tanki Itter, or also because the odds are in your favor because it's less than a 60th. So there's room to clear there, in a chanami. Meaning it might not be mamash a suffix, it might be more of a robe or, you know, something like that. Okay. It might be enough to mean in terms of what it means, there's no guy. What do you mean there's no guy? There's no guy at that desk, there's no guy downstairs, there's no guy in Bayit Dagan, you know, there's no guy in Yerushalayim. Okay, but that's more deep than what we're going to go into. Okay. How about another Rishon? Anyone? What? The Re and the Rush. Okay. The Re and the Rush. Good. So that's one, Shita. Two, the Re and the Rush. Bali Tosos, right? Notice. What do they say? They say either way you can rely on Kfeila. Meaning, either way you rely on Kfeila. And so...
Well, less than 60, you don't even need Kfeila.
But if it's less than 60, you don't even need Kfeila. Now, let me just ask you one more question. If you have a Kfeila... And it's less than a 60th. Do you have to ask the tailor?
If it's less than 60th.
No. What they say is, it's mutter if the tailor says there's no ta'am, or it's less than a 60th. There's no need, like, there's no need to, like, check both or to check one as opposed to the other, whatever. Either way is enough to be mutter. either way is enough to be matter. What? No, I don't think so, actually. That's the Rin Tosfos. I mean, they're the most mekel. They say, if you have a kfeila, go with a kfeila. If you don't have a kfeila, you go with shishim. If you have a kfeila, go with shishim. If you... Whatever, either way is enough to be mekel. Just pick one test. And if you pass one test, you're okay. Pick one test, if you pass one test, you're okay. There's not even, like, which is better than the other. What's the logic behind Tosfos? What seems to be the reasonable logic? What?
Well, shishim is only the smachta.
And not just that it's a smachta, but shishim is a?
It's just a
rule of thumb to tell there's no time. So you could pick, as long as you find there's no time, pick which way you want. You could ask the goy and find out if there's time, or you could use the rule of thumb and find out if there's time. Whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Either way is fine. That's the shita of Tosfos.
Can I just ask?
Yes.
What does it mean when it says afilu imhu lifneinu?
Even if there's a guy in front of us, that means? Even if a guy's in front of us, you don't have to ask the guy. You can instead choose to measure. Meaning, two ways, either unlike Rashi, who said there's a guy in front of us, you have to pass both tests. Tos says, no matter what, pass either test. Just pick whichever way you want. Obviously, it's in your interest to get a guy to taste it, because he'll give you a better result, a more makeable result than the rule of 60. But if you decide to save time and just measure by 60, fine. If you decide to go ask a guy, fine. That's the sheet of Tosfos. Anyone want to give me a third shita? Third shita is the Ramban. Right, there are a number of Rishonim who also agree with the Ramban. The Rashford said, what's the Ramban? Shita?
If the goodness is there, then you can't rely on it.
Exactly. If Gufa Isser melted in, then it only depends on Shishim. If, and there's nothing else to talk about, right? If only the Ta'am of Isser went in, then what can you do?
And failing, you don't even need it for less than 60.
Then it's mutter if Fela says no time. What if you don't want to go to Fela? Can you use 60 in this case? That's just yes, Misvara. Or less than 1/60. That's the sheet of the Ramban. Meaning the Ramban, what's he basically saying? What Ramban do you think differentiates between if the Gufa Isser melted in or if just some taste went in? What's the example of taste went in? Some ham fell on your tongue, some of the ham taste went into your tongue, you threw out the ham. So why do you think the Ramban differentiates? Why do you think he differentiates between if the Gufa Isser melted in and if only the Tam went melted in? Very dull about the slur.
If the Gufa Isser melted in, that's why I said melted.
So if the Gufa Isser, the ham fell in and you take it out, then only the Tam the ham went in. Right? You're not a shakar. You can see the Isser. If you leave it in and eat it, then you're a Rasha Gomer. Because it's like an Isser. If you take it out, then only the Tam ended up in there. So he's saying, if lard fell into your shalom and melted in, just go by 6 feet. But what the Gemara was talking about is when the piece of ham fell in and you took it out. So then, you could use a kfeil or you could use shisha. What's the logic?
Like as a sort of chabur, it could be just because the end is there, so then the time isn't really significant. Meaning, who cares if it tastes like that, but it's been there.
Okay, but okay, you're saying there's a fundamental difference between the end and time. It's possible that I don't think that's the way the Ramban was going. That would be an interesting chiddush.
The weakness of the shita is that if you say a piece of chayla falls in, the most likely situation is that half of it's going to melt and half of it's going to be bayin. You're going to take out half the piece, but still the rest of it still melted. So what is it, a time? Is it, or is it bayin melted in?
You can do half and half, so you'll just apply it half and half. You'll say you need 60 times the amount that melted in, and for the rest, you can rely on a kfeila. The svar, I think, is pashut. If the gufa isser melted in, do you know how to measure shishim very accurately? Yes, 60 times the gufa isser. If only the tam of the isser was niflat and went into your hefter, do you know how to measure 60 times the tam of the ham that went into your cholent? Do you actually know how much tam of ham went into your cholent? What? There is no way to know. You could overestimate, you could round up, but I think the logic of the man is pashut. Really, 60 is the best measurement. Now, you could have seen this with two ways. It could have been like a Rambam kind of shita, or even like a Rashi kind of shita. You think 60 is a real etzimah din. Although the Rambam himself actually seems to hold like Tosfos, 60 is a rule of thumb. It's just a rule of thumb is better than a guy. So there. The longest way of understanding the Rambam is that no, he thinks shishim is the actual din. And time is a separate din. But the actual Ramban seems to have held that shishim is just a rule of thumb for time, but better use a rule of thumb than a gun. But what's he saying? If you can get an accurate measure of shishim because the gufa isser went in and you know how much went in, then just use shishim. Why go to a guy? But if there's no way that the shishim is just going to be, you're not going to get a good shishim anyway. Because you don't know how much ham paste went in, so you could round up, but you're not going to really use shishim in an accurate fashion. You're going to have an inaccurate view of shishim. Then it's better and more accurate to use a guy than to use this inaccurate version of shishim. I think that's the svara of the Ramban. Now, the flip side of the Ramban is, who's the only shita left. Why do I say the flip side of the Ramban? Because the way I'm reading the Ramban, he's saying, if you can really do shishim well, then rely on shishim. That's the better measure. If taki, you can't measure shishim well, then you can use shishim if you're stuck, but if you want to use like fela and actually taste it, that's also okay. Who's the flip side of the Ramban?
The Ramban, I assume. Just on the Ramban, is there ever going to be a case, according to the Ramban, where you ask a fela and he says there's taste, and then you realize that there's shishim?
You get the same question for Tosos.
And Tosos, right.
So, yes, and but that case would be so rare that we're not koshish for it. Yes, anything's possible, but it would be so rare that we're not koshish for it.
What if the Mekfeder said no and there's shishim?
What?
What if the Mekfeder says that it's isur, but there is shishim?
So then it would be usur. Yeah, whether Derisa or Rabbanim will see. It would be usur, but we're not really koshish for that. Someone want to tell me the Rambam Shita? So you always, if Fela is available, ask the Fela. If the Fela is not available, then look for Shishin. So the Rambam says, no, Fela is the better option. I think the reason behind this is the Rambam thinks shishim is just as shiur the Rabbanim made, sort of otzim biyuto, but for tam, you should really look for tam. If you can't find tam, then you're stuck. The Rambam let you go to Ufela. Right? If you can't find tam, tam kikr is only the Rabbanim for the Rambam anyway. It's less exact, they have less press. So then, yeah, the Rabbanim said, you know, okay, don't worry about tam, use shishim. These are the four shitas. And you have to make a, the, each one has a, look, a flowchart is actually the best way. Here's Rashi. What would Rashi say? Rashi would say, very simple. Fela, no Fela, there's no Fela, just depends on Shishim. If there is a Fela, it's only Mutter if there is Shishim. And Fela says, no Tom. The Re would say, you have a choice. Your choice is Shishim or Fela. And even if there's not Shishim, L'chora, you could still use a Fela. Let's say this explicitly, but L'chora, that's what he means. The Ramban would say that it depends on the situation. If you have Gofa Isser, then it depends on Shishim. If you have just Lias Tam Ha'Isser, or better yet, just Plata's Tam Ha'Isser, right? The Isser gave out some Tam, then you would be, you know what, I can even make a better chart for the read. Very easy. Yei Shishim, Mutter. Ein Shishim, Fela. And then he would say, I think, Yei Shishim, Mutter. Ein Shishim, go to a Fela. And the Rambam would say, Yesh Kfela, just use a Kfela. And Kfela, just use Shishim. The Rambam, the straightest read in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you have a Kfela, ask the Kfela. If not, then use Shishim. Everyone else would read the Gemara more complicatedly. The Rashi would say, if you have a Kfela, ask the Kfela and check for Shishim. If not, just check for Shishim. The Re would say, if you have a Kfela, you might as well use a Kfela. It's good advice. And either way, less than a 60th, it's mutter. Well, the Ramban would say, Gofa Isser, we're not talking about. We're talking here only about the Plata's Isser. And then, if you have a Kfela, it's good advice to use a Kfela. If not, use Shishim.
I have two questions. Mm-hmm. First of the Nishit of the Ramban, the Lashon of the tour is that if there is Gufa Isser, we're quoting the Ramban, if there's Gufa Isser, it says, and there's Shishim, it says, Ein Tzarech Lachzor or Kfela Klal. That implies that, in theory, you should meet, if there was a Kfela, you should use it. Then you rely
I think when he says Klal, he means even if, like, the guy's sitting at that desk.
Ein Tzarech Lachzor Klal. So we use that within Shitas, the same Lachzor within Shitas Rashi, and say that, you know, if it's not there, you don't have to use it. But if there is a Kfela there, then you do need a Kfela.
Okay, we'll Where was that lashon? In the Torah?
In the Torah.
So you're saying maybe even he would admit there's a failure right there, but just don't be chozer achra. Do
I mean we're going back on when it's with this, or is that if you're lying Rashi?
The
preacher
says it better.
Okay. All right. Start again.
So that's question number one. Question number two is according to the Re. What if you use both? What if you use the Kfila and Shishim and they were associated?
Well, it depends which way. That's why I wrote it this way. If it was 1/50th, but the Kfila gave you a green light, then you're okay. If it was 1/60th, or 1/60th, but the Kfila tasted it anyway, then we don't think that'll happen. That's against the rule of thumb. If the Mikra happened, Tosud Imod it's Usher. But I didn't put it on the chart because it doesn't happen. It only happens once in 1,000 years.
That's only a rule of thumb. Feel like it's
going to right. So that's once in 1,000 years. There'll be Yeshishim. And that's what I said. If it's less than 1/60th, then why bother to check? The rule of thumb, there's no time. Oh, once in 1,000 years, there'll be time. Okay, in that case, you'll have a problem. Those are the shitas. And again, each shita has its own logic, but it clearly has to do with what the yisod of Shishim is. Right? The Rashi, who takes Shishim as the Raisa, it's not coincidence. He's the only one who says, it always depends on Shishim. There's no such thing as being Matur 1/50. He takes Shishim very seriously. The Re, who says Shishim is a rule of thumb, it makes sense. He says, go whichever way you want. If it's less than 60, you have a rule of thumb. If it's more than 60, it's check with a Kfeila. The Rama, who says Shishim is something like Asmachta Durabanan, it makes sense. He says, look, Tam is a much more important thing than Shishim. So really, if you have a Kfeila, just as the Kfeila you taste it. But did no Kfeila, the Rabbanan gave you some Asmachta Shishim to do when you're stuck. Nevermind, it's more complex Shita, and it so happens the Rabban himself seems to be just a funny version of the Re. He thinks a 60 is a rule of thumb. But you know what? If the Gufis is there, it's better to use a rule of thumb than to ask a guy. But if it's only Plato's Hesha, then even the rule of thumb is a very bad rule of thumb, so it's better to ask a guy. But you could theoretically have come to the Ramban's conclusion from a different angle, like one that says Shishim is an independent din, but only when there's Gufis. Okay, Halach L'maisa, where does any of this leave us? So how do we possibly now? Of course, that depends on right who's we. So again, we don't have to mention Tim. Why his ears were ringing? How does Eric get for Paskin? How does the Machaber Paskin? Like which of these sheep is? Now you can find out by just looking at the Machaber, but if not, you know some Kalim pointed out. Right, the Shach points it out. But Taka, how does the Machaber Paskin? Shouldn't need anyone to point it out. Just read his lashon. Give you a clue. Quoting the same lashon he usually quotes. The Machaber Paskin, like the Rambam says, if there's a guy, you ask the guy. If there's no guy, because he seems to say no. 60 is not such a good rule of thumb. If there's a guy, you ask the guy to taste it. We really care about Taka. If there's no guy, then what are you going to do? Then you could use this rule of thumb of 60. That's what the, or for the Rambam, then you could use this Dindrabban of 60, for the Chav, it's more like the rule of thumb, because he passed in Tamki, it occurs midoraisa, unlike the Rambam. That's the Rambam. How about the Rambam? So this is a little funny, because the Rambam himself, Paskin's like, which of these four days? Trick question? None of them, really. Because what does the Rambam say? He says, we always only use Shishim, I apologize. The Rambam seems to assume we always only use Shishim. But which Shitas would the Rambam work best for? Could be Rashi, although it worked even smoother. I see what you're saying. Okay. First of all, he's certainly not like the Rambam. The Rambam could be like the Ramban or the Re. Says, if you're less than 60th, you're always okay. So you have two options, that would give you one option. Could also be like Rashi, although it would be a little funny for Rashi, because Rashi says even if less than a 60th, you have to ask a Kfeila. So even though the Achronim associate the Rambam with Rashi, but specifically the Rambam probably holds like, we'll get back to it, but probably holds like one of these two shitas, just says, don't use a Kfeila. Right? So think about it. If you just stop using a Kfeila, if you replace every Kfeila with Usher, then what do you get? If it's batul l'shishim, it's batul. If not, usher. Here also, either way, it's the same test. Batul l'shishim, batul. If not, usher. So probably Ramah is holding like the Ri and Rush or the Ramban. More likely the Ri and Rush, because Ramah, Ashkenazim. But for some reason, which we'll get to in half a second, he decides to skip the Kvela option and just leave your high and dry there.
Why can't it be the Rambam?
Because in the Rambam, it's sort of funny. Meaning, for the Rambam, if there is a Kvela, you have no right to rely on Shisha.
Unless there's a Pagam in the Kvela.
Correct. For the Rambam and Rashi, it would work. But then the Rambam would also be a Kula. For the Ri and the Rush and the Ramban, the Rambam is only a Chumra. For Rashi and the Rambam, the Rambam could work, but he'd also be a Kula. What the Rambam says would be mutter, but bad advice, according to the Ri and Rush and the Ramban. It would be Aser, according to the Rashi and the Rambam, and he'd have to explain why he's not doing something they Asered. So if he asks you what's more likely, it's more likely that he that he holds like the Ri or the Ramban. Although we'll get back to that. Yeah.
No, it seems like we said before that the reason the Ramah doesn't rely on Kvela is because we can't trust the time of the Timas of the Goy now. So, meaning that seems like only a B'deva that we fell back on. So, really, that Lechatchila, he would have held that.
Right. In other words, you're saying Ramah, he does, but here, there's just, now there's always Ein Kvela. If it's always Ein Kvela, then Shisha, then he can fit in all the Shitas. Okay. Fair enough. Let's look at the Ramban, though. What are the Ramah says? What I say, the Ein Oyach, let's go with Chav Masharma called the Shisha. Nowadays, we don't. Trust the Gochadin, and we only use Shishim, which corresponds to no Shita in the Gemara. Doesn't correspond to any Shita in the Gemara. Nowadays, we only use Shishim. So what's Pshat in? What's Pshat in the Ramah? Why nowadays would we only use Shishim? It's very funny. If you look at the original source in the Arbor, he says, I never saw anyone using asking a guy a Shailin Kashras. Right, so it must be that our minhag is different nowadays. You're right, it just seems wrong to us this Yoya Shaila. Okay, that's very nice. It's just the halacha of the halacha, right? We don't get to toss these what seems right and wrong to us. So what's shot in the right round? The Ramah has to explain himself. Too bad that it doesn't seem that your grandmother doesn't seem right to her that you can ask Yoya Shaila and Kashrus. Chazal or Chazal. So you have to explain why nowadays it's different. So, what are the, at least the two explanations we've already seen in Hilchos Basar B'Cholov? For why the Ramah thinks nowadays, it's, or why the Ramah thinks we don't so much have a Kvela. So the Machlokes in the Shach and the Levush.
Our Kvela's right there.
Right, which is really, one second. But really, just it's 2 days in a Shut Radvaz. Okay, sorry?
Our Kvela's aren't there, Kvela.
Our Kvela's aren't because in their days, because what's different in our days? The Shut Radvaz says it straight out. Says nowadays, they don't taste. Okay, sorry. Okay, that's the other day. So one shot is that then Chazal days, then they can taste. Nowadays, we're in such a little madriga, we don't even know how to taste anymore. We're not bucky in tasting. In those days, they knew how to taste. Now, we've lost our expertise in the you think. Like, it doesn't depend on a Masorah from our Sinai. It's just a basic feature of, like, the human body that it knows how to taste. You know, it's like one thing to say, we're not bucky on what Chazal meant by a certain very specific din because we lost the Masorah. Well, here, it doesn't seem to be so hard to taste. That's biology. You know, we can still walk, we can still run, we can still swim, so why can't we taste? The answer is, okay, somehow nowadays we've sort of somehow lost the knowledge, even the goyim. It's not a matter of story. Even our goyim, our Jews can't taste like they're Jews, our goyim can't taste like they're goyim. We're not bucky in what it means to taste anymore.
But I assume that the heart wouldn't change with that, because
yeah, it's a very funny halacha. What does it mean we're not bucky to taste? The money shop, let it go by our taste. Maybe we're not bucky to know how to taste, we're not bucky to really look hard for taste, we're not bucky to do it carefully, we do it carelessly nowadays. It's very funny, I admit. It's a funny shot, but this is what the shot quoted from Lavush, I think he quotes it here also. Right in some Sadi Bub, but it's known here also. Nowadays, you're not bucky in tasting. So, a Jew can't taste, a guy can't taste, we're not bucky in tasting nowadays.
Well, there's a
chiluk
between a goy and a Jew then.
There is no chiluk. No, nowadays a goy can't taste and a Jew can't taste. We just have to be discussing a goy.
But the other Jew can taste, though.
No, that's the sheet of the shach, not the Lavush. The Lavush says.
Separate
the Lavush says that, and he also quotes the same thing from the Mechor Shor and the Pesach Chubai thing, that nowadays we don't know how to taste. Okay? The brings a marker from Red Hell's trade, but nowadays we don't know how to taste. That's one shot. So, we don't know how to taste. What can we do? We're stuck with the only option of Shishim. But what does the shot hold?
trust Goyim.
Now that you don't trust Goyim, right? Their Goyim used to tell the truth, usually. But our Goyim, total liars. There's been either read there the moral state of Goyim. It's funny, because many of the Achronim all write in the Sadi Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat, their Goyim were really bad, but our Goyim were okay. Yeah, there's a whole machlokes in the later Achronim, whether they meant it or not. so, unclear. But apparently, even though normally, we you know...
Back in the day,
they
were still from
the Avodah Zarah.
They didn't
lie.
Now, that's the truth.
I don't know. I mean, you ever... There's a book called The Sect of Avodah Zarah. If you read that, you see the Avodah Zarah going in their days. You know, where, I don't want to mention, like, on the internet what it says in The Sect of Avodah Zarah about Goyim. I don't want to, you know, encourage anti-Semitism here. But it says that they used to do all kinds of things. You know, you couldn't leave your behemoth with a guy in their days. You know? And... B'chule. You know, and it says, right, the behemoth shall Yisrael more chodim to them than they shall say it. I mean, all kinds of crazy things. But in those days, they were more honest. Nowadays, even though, again, it's funny, we don't, you know, but, okay, now they deserve our liars. What can we do? That's, again, it's hard to say. L'chor, you have to pick one or the other. So either we don't know how to taste nowadays, or our Goyim became bigger liars. L'chor, if you have to pick, the Shach makes a certain degree of sense. If you have to pick, then better than saying we forgot how to taste, say our Goyim are bigger liars, so we can't rely on a Goy anymore. The Nafkamina would be, of course, for Te'imas Yisrael, the Pesach Shogun's rise back and forth, the God, of course, sure. According to the Shach, you get one very interesting result. If you're really, really stuck, I'll leave it to the Shach. How can you be matur larfels into your cholent? You're really stuck. You know, you measure it's 1/58. You're pretty sure you're going to come out okay here, but you can't know. So you're pretty stuck. What can you do according to the Shach? What's a good eitz according to the Shach? Get a guy to taste it. And if the guy says there's no lard, then get a Sephardi to taste it. Right? Sephardi or lion fela. So, and if the guy says no lard, get a Sephardi. You taste it. If the Sephardi says there's no lard, then you can eat it. Because the Shach says we rely on Timas Yisrael. So it could be that would be an Eitzah. That's a clever thing they like to say in all the yeshivas. I've never seen anyone do it. What?
I trust the guy the first time.
The Sephardi can trust the guy. It's the Mechaber. Lets him. It's only we Ashkenazim.
It's he can trust him.
Yeah, I don't know if it depends on the guy. Sephardi or Pashtus. No, it just depends. The Sephardi have one opinion, the Ashkenazim have another opinion. So the Sephardi can trust the guy, and you can trust the Sephardi according to the Shach. That would be a very clever Eitzah. Again, I've never seen anyone do it. That you can do it.
This works. I mean, it makes sense because he was living
in Yerushalayim. Okay, good. So apparently,
Shmuel Salant
used to do it.
So why would it be yevid for Jew tasting it? Should be a lechachila for a Jew.
That's a good ha'ara. It must be. That's what makes the Shach shita a little. Like, even the Shach said the whole tasting was only. It's funny in the Gemara. It was only b'di yevid. Lechachila is better than just avoid the issue. And it's not me. Lechachila avoid the issue. But once it's b'di yevid. Then the Sephardi can align the Goyim, you can align the Sephardi. Okay, those are the two mainstream drachim to interpret the Ramah. Something changed between their days and our days, and that's why the halacha changed. Either we stopped knowing how to taste, or the Goyim stopped knowing how to be honest. Okay, both of which are big kiddushim, but the Shach says better except this second. Those are the two mainstream, regular, metzias-based interpretations of the Ramah. Ha'itna nowadays. We're more not here because we live in a more difficult world.
How do you get around the fact that
there's no such thing as Luya? No, so our Goyim are such chutzpahdiks that the Luya might be Luya.
Israel
are
not
chutzpahdiks. Okay, because for a good, we're willing to go out on a limb, etc. For one stupid little children, so we don't have to go out on a limb. You're right, for a good, we'll go out on a limb. For your children, you know what? Yili Kala. Okay. It's a matter of scale. Okay. However, there are two more lumdish explanations of the Ramah here. Rabbi Kiva Eger gives a very clever explanation. He says, not that anything changed. It's that we have a unique chumras to be makar for multiple shitas. He said, going back to last year, what were the two shitas as to why we believe a guy? Either or an umma lamarum nase. So he says like this. Now, he has to add one point. The umman amarum nasi is only if he knows it's important. An umman will only protect his umman if he knows it's important. Since we're choshes for both shitas, we're mesupik whether he's only naman misiach to be tumo, or he's only naman umman amarum nasi. So we manashach. If you ask it innocently, then maybe he's only neman if he's an uman, and then you have to make it serious, and he didn't make it serious, so he's not neman. And then if you ask him seriously, maybe he's only neman if he's a fitumo, and he has no nemanis. So we manasha. If you ask him fitumo, he doesn't have nemanis uman, and maybe Tosus is right, based on uman. And if you ask him seriously, then maybe Rashi's right, he's a fitumo, he's not a fitumo. So we manasha, since we're choshes for all the different mutually exclusive shitas, we can't rely on a guy. But not that anything changed. We're just choshes for two mutually exclusive shitas. A, we're choshes maybe he's only believed if it's innocent. And B, maybe he's only believed if we tell him it's a big deal. Because then he'll protect his own.
Why are mutually exclusive? Why can't you ask you to do it too well and then ask him straight up
to my plane? That's why he can do twice. Ah, first ask the guy in the fitumo. Then if you want to tell him it's very serious. Or even in the other word, two different dice. First go to an uman and tell him there's a big halachic shiloh. We want to know what you say, and using your umnas. And then go to a custodian and say, what do you think of this? Taka, that's a good kashim rekvayger. Okay, in any case, rekvayger is not so sure about this, but that's one option. The other option, if we could have mentioned a little later, this is that's the Kutnikov test, and the Rav takes this approach on Rechuli, that maybe this has something to do with Rashi. Maybe, now we're not taking Rashi's shita, but maybe we're chosh, the Rama is choshesh for Rashi. He doesn't take Rashi to the extreme. So if you took Rashi to the extreme, you need to get a guy to taste it. And it's only mutter if the guy says no taste, and it's less than a 60th. But he's choshesh for the Doraisa part of Rashi. Maybe he's choshesh for the Doraisa part of Rashi. Says, look, Shishim is a din d'oraisa. There's no way around Shishim. What does Tom do with Shishim? Shishim's Rav Shaila. It's a separate din of Shishim. And therefore he says, I'm choshesh for the d'oraisa part of Rashi, Shishim. And once you've checked that it's less than a 60th, according to everyone but the Rabbanan part of Rashi, it's okay. And therefore, I'm Nikil. So it could be it's a chashash for Rashi. According to all the other Shitas, Shishim somehow gets you by. And according to Rashi, Shishim is d'oraisa. So therefore, we're choshesh for Rashi to require Shishim on the d'oraisa level. Once we already found out it's less than a 60th, then most of the other Rishonim would let us go anyway, even though Rashi himself would not. And therefore, we don't rely on Tfela, only Shishim. So it's not that we don't rely on Tfela, it's that we're machmir like Rashi, that Shishim is Doraisa, and then the Meila, if it's less than a 60th, we rely on the rule of thumb that there's no Tam. So we never need a Tfela. That is a that is a fourth way of explaining the Ramos. There are four different Drachim. And explaining the Ramah, the simple pashas is probably like the Shach. The lavatory drachim are more kedushim. Those are four ways to explain the Ramah. One, we don't rely on a goy nowadays again. Either we don't know how to taste, our goyim are liars, or we're choshesh for both b'seif and b'tumo on a very serious umen lomarim nasei. So you can never, before we got to the kasha, you can never be yotzei all the shitas as to which kind of goy. Although why not use two goyim, I don't know. Maybe if they're done with it, I'm not sure. Or, Pim Gadon points out a little later, and the Rav thinks this way, no, he's choshesh for Rashi, that Shishim is d'oraisa, and therefore he always requires Shishim. Again, not that he takes Rashi Shita in total, but he's choshesh for the d'oraisa part of Rashi.
The d'oraisa,
you can't be so much on d'oraisa. No. What do you mean? D'oraisa, you need Shishim. What does that have to do with taste? The Rashi Shishim is Shishim. He's choshesh for the d'oraisa part of Rashi. That Shishim has nothing to do with taste. Meaning he's choshesh that Shishim, he wants to be yotzei everyone on the Doraisa level. So if you think about it, if you just go by Shishim, you're yotzei Rashi on the Doraisa level, and the Ramban, right? Because the Ramban is less than Kedais, Bechilas, Pras, no Shas, Doraisa anyway, and the Ramban and the Rik, because they say if it's less than a 60th, there's no time anyway. So if you just go by Shishim, forget the Kedailu, you're yotzei everyone on the Doraisa level. Maybe that was the Shash of the Ramban.
Not like the Shach.
What? Not like the Shach, no. Shach was the second way. So, the Bush, Shach, which are the more mainstream ways that most are going to debate, and the more Kiddushim are between the Eger and Prima Gadim.
Matayon
is asking, I'm going to ask the Eger. Oh, who asked the Kasha? First, but Matayon is asking. Thank you. Okay. Does he answer?
No. Sorry, I think
so. Yeah, it's not a good Kasha. Yeah, unless you say we just didn't want to make it so complicated, but Chuli will plug. Okay. People would likely make mistakes. Hey, it's a Kiddush that Rabbi Kiddush here anyway, because even the Uman Lomar Nase. Is it so posh if you ask me innocently the woman will be willing to be more of nothing? Alright, sorry to you. One last alright to point out in the Sif is that the Piskei Tshuva in Sif Kaf Beis quotes a very, very important yesod from the Tshuva Shaar Fayim, the Rosh Hashuni, and the everyone, basically, because a very important yesod from, I think, pretty much everyone, that shishim is a function of volume, not weight. Shishim depends on volume, not weight. Again, even though sometimes people will say ounces, you might hear a shear and somebody else say 60 ounces, 1 ounce, etc., they're speaking lav davka. They don't mean weight, they mean fluid ounces, they mean volume. That's just like everything else in the Torah, right? Does anything in the Torah depend on weight? No, on one thing. Okay. But everything depends on volume in the Torah. So too, this halacha of shishim, which again, according to the mainstream halacha, is a rule of thumb for Torah. So when they made that rule of thumb, they went by volume, not weight. Or if you hold an asmacht or a din b'oraisa, then with the darshan and pasuk, they were thinking of volume, not weight. And how do you measure volume? Everyone knows with water displacement. And then he has a whole deal here of like if in the king of Yehuda that it is ever better to use weight than volume. So he's like, yeah, in one rare case where you have two things with the same density, but one is a hole in the middle. Then the volume will be tricky, because how do you know you're squishing the hole properly? But weight will work. So anyhow, two things have the same density. Hopefully we're all known of Torah, two things have the same density, then if you measure the weight, you'll get the same result as measuring the volume. That's what it means, they have the same density. So then Anachanavi, because as a general rule, I don't know how often this communication comes up, as a general rule, you go by volume, not weight. This Seder. Okay, some other discussions here, but we need to get into them now. Now we're ready for Sif Beis. Sif Beis tells us, in this Arif Min B'mino, okay, just as a way of introduction to Sif Beis, we need to know what's the halacha Min B'mino. Now, let's ignore the Rambam for now, right? Let's be regular Jews. What's the din of min b'mino? Everyone knows what's the din of min b'she'eino mino, a mixture of min b'she'eino mino. Lard falls into orange juice. The din is, the mainstream halacha, that it depends whether there's shishim or not, and most people assume, why do we care about shishim? That's a way of estimating whether or not there's tam. Of course, min b'mino is a little funny, because if all the orange juice falls into orange juice, then what do you mean? You can't even check for tam. Like even so, it says mamotzim leikmatayim. It's not even shayach. So what is in a min b'mino? So there are actually three shitas in min b'mino. Only two of them really seem to be represented the ma'isa by the rishonim. The middle shita you could have said, which again I think Rashi thinks that's what the chachamim hold, but Rashi talks about the Yehuda, is that min b'mino is the same as min b'she'eino mino. Just like min b'she'eino mino is a rule of time, min b'mino is a rule of time. Can you taste the treif orange juice and the kosher orange juice? It's hard to practically figure that out, but theoretically, there's still such a thing as taste. You know, it's just hard to figure out. So it'll be the same din as Mimshe Enomino Daraisa, you need Shishim. But no one holds that. The Rishonim only go one way or the other way. The Rishonim assume no. There's no Shaychos of Ta'am in Min B'mino. Because it has the same taste. What do you mean, can you taste it or not? It's not Shaykh talking about Ta'am, it's talking about Shishim, any of these things on the Daraisa level. There's no Shaychos of Ta'am. So, min b'mino should be batel. There's no shaykhus of tam. There's no tam ke ikr. And all the Rishonim agree l'maisa. You could have said there's tam ke ikr in min b'mino. It's just an abstract tam ke ikr, a latent tam ke ikr. But we assume there's no tam ke ikr on min b'mino. So, no tam ke ikr on min b'mino. Yeah, now Yishon, some Rishonim are specific about that. No tam ke ikr on min b'mino. So then what's the rule of min b'mino? That depends if you hold like. Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda. What's the famous sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino lo batel at all. One in a thousand, one in a million, one in a billion. Min b'mino lo batel. That's the sheet of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Very, very mafra. Min b'mino lo batel. Who's that? How does he know min b'mino lo batel? From a pasuk, right? The lakach midam apar midam asoyer in the avodas yom kippurim. You mix the blood of the soyer and the blood of the par. It's unclear whether you mix it before you put on the karnos mizbeach apnimi, or you only mix it before you put on the top of the tor of the mizbeach apnimi, but whatever. You mix the dam of blood, the dam of the soyer, all the dam ha-soyer, and all the dam ha-par, in order to sprinkle on the mizbeach ha-zohav. And which do you think is world? Dam ha-par. Right? You've seen a par and a soyer? So the dam ha-par is robe, and yet the Torah says, no, dam ha-par, dam ha-soyer, it's no bittel. So why is there no bittul? So the chachamim hold opening of batul zolotzo. No, it's a special halacha that things are going to be happening on batul each other. For Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino lo batul. We see from here, since dam and dam are the same in, So if one drop of Arla orange juice falls into a truckload of kosher orange juice, or Bechulin Kuli, right? One piece of Neveva, one Neveva meatball is cooked in a big vat of 5,000 meatballs. Mimbabina Lobato, it's all trade. Yeah. And 99% of Rishonim assume Bein Lach Lach, Mimbabina Lobato. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the answer to Mimbabina is no, but it's a little all zone. Also, no matter what this year.
Do cow's blood taste the same as Zirkman?
I would assume so. Although, that would only be an assumption. I don't even know how many goyim might could ask that question after this. What? Okay. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. But what are the hakam? Hold the hakam. Hold Mimbamino is bato. So if Mimbamino is bato, so Taka, what would be the shear for Bittul Mimbamino on the Torah level? If it is bato and there's no time kicker, it would be bato be? Berov! Ah, the Gemara says Mefurash that if there's no kvela or if Mimbamino, you need shishim. So what's the answer? You need shishim migrabanan. Why do they go to shishim migrabanan? So according to the Rambam, if there are goes, you need a shear of meat. But according to, let's just cause here for a second. Right, min bimino. One shita, let's go back for a second, is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. He says, lo batel, you're out of luck. Who passes like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda?
Rashi.
And who, at least at one stage in his life, passing that way? One stage in his life, the Rif. Right, at some point, the Rif held that way, but then there was a Masorah that he changed his mind. The steers of the Rif, and there was a Masorah, the Rif changed his mind. So it might be Rashi's here. That's one possibility. You could say it's a Batel Bishishim Midoraisa Midin Tam Kiker. But that's not a shita that people end up passing like. That's more of a theoretical shita. Or the shita that most Rishonim hold like is if you hold like the Chachamim, the Chachamim say Batel, and there's no Tam Kiker because there's no Tam. So therefore, what would come out? Midoraisa Batel Berov, Midorabanan, it's Batel Beshishim. Why? So the Rambam says, Otsem Mi'uto, which is a Shitas Yochid. He says, no, they just decided pass Nish Rove, you need to be very small. What's very small? Chacham decided 60. But what a Rove Rishon hold? Why do you need Shishim Midorabanan? Zera Tumin. Right, this is how we paskin. Zera Atu. Min bisha eno mino. We don't want people to get confused and think there's bit of a rove. I'm not sure this song is making it colder or hotter. I'll just open the window. Okay. Keep right here.
is that all? Is everyone must be in that it's Acharei Rabbeinu Atos?
On the Doraisa level?
Yeah. At the source. Is that the
Makor? Yeah. Yeah, that's based on Acharei Rabbeinu Atos. Again, this is very nice for Chaim, and how do we know different kinds of dinim are broken Acharei Rabbeinu Atos, and there was Lino Basarov, and Bittel Barov, and it's a very nice, look at the Chaim there, and it'll cause a lot of this, but we're not getting into that now. So, lots of suggestions for more Eon, if we're doing the first half of time, we'll be doing that in the morning, but everyone seems to agree based on Acharei Rabbeinu Atos. Right, it could be also, you know, Bezin is a Chetz of a Tarovis, and okay, not for now. That's basic dinim in Bimino. So now, what do we know? Since we paskin, as we'll see in a moment, Tam Ke'ikr is the Oraisa. So therefore, what would the din be? What if you had? What if you had Safek Shishim in Min B'She'ino Mino? And let's say you're Ashkenazi, so you don't use a phalo, you're Sephardi, you don't have a phalo, what would the din be? What? It would be Lachomra, because Tam Ke'ikr is Asher Ben HaTorah, that's what we passed in last time. What if you had Min B'mino? Then it would be Lekula, because Shishim Ad B'mino is only Xera, as long as you have a robe. Right, you need a robe, otherwise Min B'mino is a Sufi Doraisa also, if you don't know which is robe. But if you know this robe heifer, You know there's between 1 and 49% Isser, min bevino, suffic, you can be nekel.
That's not exactly the way that we explained it when we discussed it.
Who's we?
Me and you.
I have plausible deniability.
So Rebbe said that you have to have a real habanita that there could be a shishim. If you know it's...
That's what I said. You have a real suffic shishim. Didn't I say suffic shishim? What does it say?
It's an important point because someone could think, okay, I have a real habanita, but I know it's not a shishim.
Of course. If I know it's between 2% and 49%, then I know it's also drabana. But if I know it's between 1% and 49%, then it could be less than shishim. But the shishim could be not. So we drabana lukula. Correct. Good. All right. And that's exactly what Machaber says. In Pasim and Kamkik Mido Raisa Beis, in the Tzarev Min Bavino Benishvach, right? He gets the, in the Tzarev Min Bavino Benishvach, Benish and Yochalam and Olav Sharo, in Noda Shiru Vahetra, Motir and Lul Noda Shiru Vahetra, Asur, and Skibin Yama, Abel Mitzari, Bisha Eno Vino Benishvach, Beinyan Shi Eno Cholam and Olav Sharo, Filo Noda Shiru Vahetra, Asur. And we'll leave the last one of Machaber for now. What does the Machaber say? It says Tom Kaker is the Raisa, but Min Bamino the Shishin only Grabbanan. So again, in Min Bamino, if you know the Isser was a Miyot, you know the Isser was Batel Verov, but you're not sure if it was more or less than a 60th, that's the case of Nishpach. What does Nishpach mean? You know this cup full of Isser fell into your cholent. So you just measure the cholent and you'll know if it's 60 yet. But Nishpach, you spilled some cholent and it landed on the floor down the drain. So you don't know how much cholent there was at the time. That's what nishpach means. You spilled some. Right, you measure it right now the cholent is, you know what? Right now the cholent is 54 cups. But you don't know how much cholent spilled. Was it 60 cups plus the isser would be 61 cups after it's filled in? Or not? You have no way of knowing. That's nishpach. You don't know. Or who had done any other case where you just can't know, where the information is like lost to the world, right? Where scientists and information scientists would tell you that information is not present in the world. So suffic. So, if it means you know, even if you know it was less than half, even if you know it was 159, if you don't know if it was shishim, you have to be machaber. And mimshenomino, you can be mekel. That's the machaber. There's a famous story about this, right? That Rav Schenk read in Rav Schechter's book, Nefesh Harav, where Lezer tells her how he knew that Rav Chaim was the biggest lamed in the world. So it's a great story. I hope it's even true. But he says, he once went to a chasna, and taka this happened. There was a piece of treif meat, which someone had set aside for the cat. Like, mom's treif meat from like the treif butcher for the cat. And the shifcha accidentally put it in the cholin for the chasna. And they knew how big it was. In that case it wasn't nishpach, it was a different case. They didn't know how big the piece was, because they couldn't identify it, and there were different sized pieces. So also, that information is lost to the world, right? The information of how big that piece was is totally lost. They knew it was less than half of the whole pot, but it was borderline. It could have been more than a 60th, it could have been less than a 60th. So it's monosophic. So, all along then they were clearing as to what to do with the chasna food. Right? It was serious shayla. So at first glance, what would you say? The treifa meat. And it was literally treifa. I mean, a butcher chef did it, was treifa. He sold most of it to a guy. But someone took up one piece for the cat. So, what would you say? Treifa meat falls into the cholent. What would you say? What? Suffix shishim? Lots of min benino, right? Min and eat. That's what the lomdin said. But then the lomdin, the other one said, no, not so pashut. After all, let them just trade for meat. What's the difference between the meat that we eat and the meat that they took from the trade for the cat? The only difference is this trade for, or there's another difference?
Salting.
We salted our meat. There was no dam in our cholent. And forget it, Don fell into the cholent with the meat. Now, Don is different than meat. That's mimbashayinu, we know. So it's a suffix shisha mimbashayinu, we know. It has to be lachomra. Okay, there's some for that where you don't need rechayim for that. Then the other woman said, no, taka, we can still be matir. Because, what happened to the Don after it fell into the cholent? It was mispashal. Don shibishal is what was shown in the shach paskin is durabanan. So really, it's still a suffix rabbanan, right? This is the issue of the Isser Heter quoted in the... Okay, we'll come back to it. But in Mimarsha, the meat taste in the meat is a suffix rabbanan because it's min bamino. The dam taste in the meat is a suffix rabbanan because it's dam shibishlo. So it's only suffix rabbanan. There's no sheshes, the rice is being made. Then Reb Chaim says, no, and he answered it, and okay, people didn't get so much food. He says no. He says, but this, that depends on the lumpus. Dam shibishlo is mutter, is... not usher min haTorah al Torah b'Torah's dam. But this dam isn't only usher b'Torah's dam. The dam is usher b'Torah's treifa. And treifa shebishlo is usher d'oraisa. It says, oh, there's a mafurish gemara that says dam b'Torah is possible. Dam nevelos is not usher mishum nevela. Yeah, because the dam is not part of the body, so dam nevela is not nevela. But dam of treifa in a chanami is not usher because it's part of the animal. But it's also because of yotzei min haTreifa, because the dam is created by the treifa tissue, just like chol of treifa is also yotzei min haTreifa. So the dam is also yotzei min haTreifa. Anything that comes out of an isser is also midoraisa. So therefore, he said, out the meat that's no shas doraisa min v'ino bata barov min haTorah. Out the dam bitoras dam. There's no shas doraisa because dam shebishlo is not worried with kapara, so it's only drabana. Out the dam bitoras treifa. Talking the dam is not treifa. Dam is not an animal. It's a separate. But of the dam b'toras yotzei min haTreifa, yotzei min haTreifa is an issur d'oraisa, whether you cook it or not. So it's an issur d'oraisa of dam sheyotzei min haTreifa here, even if it was cooked. Safek, whether you're shishim or not, is a safek d'oraisa l'chomer. So he asked it. That's what Levi tells him, said, now I see what kind of load they meant. The Rav Chaim's alamdin. See, he figured out this mystery. Okay, so I guess this goes to show us, number one, who Rav Chaim was. But perhaps, almost as importantly, and how complicated some of these shaylos can be.
What about before the dam was cooked? So after the whole pot, then it became
chanan. Okay, but chanan b'shari surin is only drabanan. Right. This is a funny case. This is a funny case. Normally chanan means if then it gets diluted. But what if then it gets matured? I think even if you held chanan, it would still be matured. Even after chanan, if the isser is matured, right? You know, if tevel falls into something in a mafresh, so lechora, you know, lechora, you think that that would be okay. Okay, so that's a famous Rav Chaim story. Truth is that this story actually brings up by the Orcha some interesting diyunim here. The Shach and the Taz, just one second, both have a diyun here about one of the assumptions of this story is that there are two cases of Safek Lekuva. One is Min B'mino. What's the other case where we're making only Safek? Min B'she'eno Mino Shel Isser D'Rabbanan. It's also Lekuva, which makes a lot of sense, right? Forget any Lundas. That's Safek D'Rabbanan Lekuva. Maybe there was Shisha, maybe there wasn't Shisha, but it was only Safek D'Rabbanan. That's a little tricky, because the Shach and the Taz quote the Torah's Kastas, quoting the Isser Heter. It says, chicken and milk. That we consider to be Safek Lechomra. So even if Zom Drabanim were Machmer and Drabanim like Doraisas, but we don't hold like that. We say that the Torah's Chatas made a mistake. What did the Torah's Chatas forget? Israel had to hold that chicken is Doraisa, like the Das Yelke, that chicken is Doraisa. So of course he said chicken and milk Safek Lechomra. But we who hold chicken and milk is Drabanan would say something Kula, likewise, Dam Shebishlo in food would only be a something the cooler, or any other Drabanan, you know, Venus Akum in your falls into your food, or you know, whatever it may be, you know, Khun Shinsh Lamazar Lamandamar Drabanan that falls into that's common, I guess. But any type of Issa Drabanan that might fall into your torrent and you're supposed whether Shisha or not, would be considered only Sub Drabanan would be Lakula against the Torah's Chatas's quotation of the Yisra B'Hetra. Right? Even the Yisra B'Hetra admits, he just had the whole chicken with Doraisa. The other interesting point, which is, you can go against Rav Chaim, but there's no Yehuda. The Pesach Shimon's have gotten, hey, quotes all kinds of interesting details we're not going to go into. But, I mean, really, it's interesting discussion of some Pei Zion, which we already mentioned, although we didn't quote this Makkah. In the beginning, he quotes an interesting note of Yehuda. The note of Yehuda says, Tam Ke Iker is only Doraisa? On a lav sheishbo malchus. Tam ke ikr is only doraisa on a lav sheishbo malchus. That's his chiddush. Since we learned tam ke ikr from Mishras Rivili Akum, which were lav sheishbo malchus, it's only tam ke ikr is only doraisa on a lav sheishbo malchus. According to the Rebbe Huda, we could be makil in safek shishim by an isra se or by an isra lav sheishbo malchus, etc. So taka yotzi min atame, which, according to the Rambam Paskins, that it's that there's no malchus. Not going for now, but So it could be that that if you have an Isser which is only an Isser Aseh or only an Isser She'en Bo Malkus, that that you can make on something Shishim, that this not viewed as controversial, but sometimes folks can use it as a sniff, but it's not so pasha. But you should know, the machlok is there where the Tanki hears the Raisa only in real Lavim, or even in Isur Yaseh, Isur Lavim, She'en Bahem Malkus. That's the Chiddush, that's the Kugel of the Yehuda, which not everyone, I don't think he quotes a holy here, not everyone agrees with. So Lamaisa, in an Isur Daraisa, that's the Zarek Nimbashen Omino, Safik Lachomer. In an Isur Aseh, so unclear whether Safik is Lachomer or Lakula. In an Isur Drabanas, those Chats are having Safik Lachomer, but we pass in Safik Lakula. Okay, hopefully that is pretty clear, Lamaisa. The, yeah.
Lamaisa, if he isn't as clearly usurped Jerubbanan, like being Nibbamido, and you know it's rope, but not, it's definitely rope, but not 60.
Then it's usurped Jerubbanan.
It's usurped Jerubbanan. What I'm saying is, what are the situations where, like, you know, you could be, you could just break that and say, there's no situation. You couldn't say, like, it has to be rope right before Shabbat or anything like that.
Nope. A realist Jerubbanan is always usurped. A realist Jerubbanan is always usurped. There's some discussion about Chola, but a Chola is Jerubbanan, it's really not so posh at all. A realist Rabbanan is just usher.
It's only when you have a suffix combined with another factor or something like that.
Right. Now, one interesting actual case would be Mighty Chanan Bashari Surin. Right? What if you have an ingredient that, a sauce that has a trace ingredient that fell into your cholent, and you're not sure if there was Shishim Kenegda or not? But you know there's Shishim Kenegda the trace, you're just not sure if there's Shishim Kenegda the whole sauce. So besides the fact that, you know, it's a question, you know, maybe lach balach, you could say they have some ruba, but if it's a suffix, shishim, then you can be making me suffix. You could say, look, Kanan Mishari Sun is only Nisra Rabbanan. And suffix shishim, you could go to Kulas. There are cases where this could be very applicable. And that's even without Hefzim Ruba Pashas. There's a very strange Ramah here. Why is it strange Ramah? He seems to be quoting the Gemara. There's a whole question of what we mean by mino and eno mino. There are two ways to measure whether things are the same min or a different min. One way is by taste. Do they taste the same or do they taste different? The other way is by shame. Are they called the same thing? Do they have the same abstract formal halachic status or not? Then we're bringing some nafkaminas. They say, for example, thank you very much.
What time?
What? It's 15 minutes. For example, how about wine and grape juice? Now again, it doesn't work in English. But what's the Hebrew word for grape juice? No. I mean, yes, but not in the old days. What? It's a new wine. Right? It's young wine. Right? So what are chamer chatan, chamer tika, right? Wine and grape juice. If you go by shame, they're the same species. They're the same men. But if you go by taste, they taste different. Or what about, you know, not the exact example anymore, but wine vinegar? And they had, I think, a beer vinegar or something. But what about, whatever we see? We'd say wine vinegar and what's the other thing? I don't know. Cider vinegar? I don't know. Do they taste the same or not? It's almost separate. I don't know. What about, you know, they have wheat yeast and barley yeast. So they have different names, but get the examples for the Gemara. The Gemara is Avodah Zarah Daf Samech Zayin. If I quote correctly, has a machlokas between. Don't quote. Thank you. Yeah. They have machlokes in Abaye and Rava. So what about, again, what about vinegar of, what was this case? Yeah, wine vinegar and beer vinegar. So they're both called the same thing, but they taste different. They're called the same thing, but they taste different. Or grape juice and grapes, because grape juice is called wine, so they're called different things, but they taste the same. Okay. We get the idea. The machlokas, what the getter min b'mino depends on. Abaye says, Vasartama. Min b'mino is the same taste, min b'she'eino mino is different taste. Rava says, basar shema, that no, min b'mino is a formal status issue, it depends if they're called the same thing. There's actually a big debate in the Shona that's grown in. Does it depend what they're called in Lashon Torah or in Lashon Adam? But that's fine. For now, let's say the Lashon of the Gemara spoke, right? I'm not getting into that. So, and then there's all kinds of nafkaminas, and you can imagine, if you go by Basar Tama, you're in pretty good shape to know how to apply. Once you go by Basar Shema, you've seen in Darkei Moshe, and other Kavdas and Arichas, you know, what shame do you use? You know, what about pieces of fish and pieces of meat? Are they both pieces? Or, you know, or is one fish and one meat in terms of the shame? It gets very complicated. Okay, so the post can deal with it. No, no. how do we paskin? Anyone want to guess? Anyone ever learn Gemara? What? We pass one Rama, pass one Shema. So what does Rama say? Something which seems completely not controversial. We go by the name, if they're called the same thing as min b'mino, if they're called everything as min b'she'eino mino, you don't go by the taste. He's just quoting the Gemara, right? Pretty pashut. Except the fact that it's impossible to logically understand it. It doesn't make any sense. The Shach points out that this Rama doesn't make any sense, even though he's quoting before Shumar. And, I mean, we'll try to defend the Rama, but it's not going to be easy. Why Alpi Pashtus doesn't this make any sense? Because what were Abai and Rava arguing about? Why did Abai and Rava care whether it was Min B'mino or Min B'she'eino Mino? What were they arguing about? They're arguing about whether it means Shisha Mido Rice or Shisha Mido Rabbanan. They're arguing, what do you mean, whether Kfela can taste it or not? Everyone knows Kfela depends on time, right? The Kfela can taste something with different time and not something with the same time. That's Metzias. They were arguing about whether it's Bottle at all or not. Right, like when to most poskim, they're arguing about Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Or they're arguing about certain cases where Rechoshish Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe they're Zara Rechoshish Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, they were arguing within the Manda Omar, Min Bimino Lo Batel. Did Manda Omar Min Bimino Lo Batel? Right, that's Rabbi Yehuda who says Min Bimino Lo Batel. Even we admit, anyone know some of the cases where we admit Min Bimino is not Batel? Abu Zara and... At what? Yeah, in Esek, Klal Zara, and Tevel, and Dover Sheish Lomatirin. Right, and not only that, in Truma, Min Bimino needs 100, and in Arlen, Klai Perim needs 200. So there's certain, what's the reason we're Choshesh in Min Bimino that's low both of those things? For practical reasons, or it's a formal halacha? It's a formal halacha. So why would Taka Min Bimino not be Batal? Why is Min B'mino Lo Batel? So the Ran explains, the Shiva Rabbi Yehuda, the Min B'mino Lo Batel, Ran Dar Nachman Beis, famous Ran will get to the Sukkot Beis, says, why is Min B'mino Lo Batel? Because for Bittel, you need a clash of two identities. Orange juice and lard. The orange juice beats out the lard. But if they're both orange juice, then neither one of them beats out the other. They coexist in harmony. So they coexist. Where's the Bittel? Bittel means one thing beats out the other. Trafe orange juice, kosher orange juice, seder, but orange juice can coexist. Therefore, min b'mino lo batel. That's like a gzeiras hakasam, a special form of rule of min b'mino lo batel. Now, does it make sense to follow Rava when it comes to min b'mino lo batel, to say we go by the shame? So the Shach says, of course that makes sense. Of course we'll follow Rava when it comes to min b'mino lo batel. Because min b'mino lo batel is not due to any practical attribute of min b'mino. It's due to the fact that it's a formal gzeiras hakasuv that in min b'mino there's no bittel process. Right? Orange juice can't be mivatel orange juice. So if we want to know within that formal gzeiras hakasuv, how should we evaluate whether they're the same min or not? So if it's a formal gzeiras hakasuv, evaluate it formally. Is it a halu shema the same min or not? So the Shach says, I mean, it's such a good time that you really, I don't know what you're supposed to think. He says, no, Rabbi and Rav are only arguing in Min B'mino Lo Batel. That's a formal Chomer, which is a formal Chalo Shem of Min B'mino. So, if you want to know what's a formal Chalo Shem of Min B'mino, it's based on whether they're same formal identity or different formal identities. But in Yoredeya Simen Sadi Chesed Beis, why do we care about Min B'mino, Min B'eino Mino? Because one of them is not Batel? No. Why do we care over here about Min B'mino, Min She'eino Mino? Because Min B'she'eino Mino has the din of... Let's pause it for a second. Abaye and Rava, let's just review. Here's Abaye and Rava's case. Abaye and Rava said, Min b'she'ino mino is batel b'nosin ta'am, and min b'mino is lo batel. It's not batel, it's not batel. So, how do we determine what things are not batel? Basar shema. After all, it's just a chiddush hakasav that a min can't be mevatel its own min, it's just a gzeiras hakasav. You want to know that gzeiras hakasav, something can't beat out something that's on the same team, is it? So that depends on halachically what's your status, not what practically your piece like. But let's go to Yoredeya, Simen Tzadi Ches, Sivkat and Beis. Min v'she'eno mino has the din of tam ke'ikar mi de'oraisa. Min b'mino has the din of shishim mi de'rabanan, but it's batel b'rov mi de'oraisa. Now, someone tell me logically, how should we determine what's called min b'mino, what's called min she'eno mino, if the difference is whether you have a rule of tam ke'ikar? So, why is min b'she'eno mino more? Again, they were talking about why min b'mino was more machir. Why gzeiras hakasav? What is gzeiras hakasav? Depend on? Depends on your gzeiras hakasav, what it's called. Over here, we're talking about why min b'mino is more makil. Why min b'mino has no chomer tam ke'ikar? So, why would min b'mino not have a chomer tam ke'ikar? Because you can't taste it. Why can't you taste it? Because it's the same taste. The Shach says it's never pashut. The Ramah's just making a mistake. The Ramah's not thinking carefully. He says, I don't know. He's not a brisker. He says, we passing Masr Shema. Min b'mino is Masr Shema. Isn't that a ruling called Tarkula? Shach says, no. Two unrelated issues. According to the Shach. Says two unrelated issues. One is a chomer of a gzeiras hakasav min mino lo batel. That taka depends on the gzeiras hakasav, what it's called. But over here, we're talking about the difference in tam ke'ikar and not tam ke'ikar. So the difference in tam ke'ikar and not tam ke'ikar doesn't depend on what it's called. Depends on if you can taste the iser and the heter, then you have tam ke'ikar. If you can't taste it, then you don't have tam ke'ikar. So it's a derech pashut that we have to follow tama. It's a derech pashut she'ein kamohu. That's the Shach Tainas. He says, what about Rishonim who care about Shema? Maybe they were only talking about Min B'mino Lobato. They were talking about a Yayin Nesef, and they were talking about Dor Sheish Latiren, and they were talking about Aliva de Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, when it comes to Min B'mino Lobato, it's a different ballgame. But when it comes to Min B'mino, Bato will rove Min HaTorah, because there's no Tam Ke'ikar. Tam Ke'ikar depends on Tam. Don't bring in Shema, the rule of Tam Ke'ikar. It's not a Chaloshem Gzeres across a Mino. Where did the Torah say anything exists because of min b'mino when it said mishras or really happen? It didn't. It's just a smart tam ke'ikar is when there's tam. When is there tam? When X adds a new tam to Y, and when the iser changes the tam of the heter. So, but we don't care about the xeris akosim chamoshem mino alpishay. We care about did the iser change the tam of the heter or didn't it? Tachlis, what's going on here? Did the iser give a taste to the heter or not? So then obviously that depends on tama, not on shema. And that's what the Shach says. It's really the fun kasha. Yes. Finds one or two of the late Rishonim say that to Ramah. Yes, say they're also wrong. It's such a strong kasha that there's no way out of it. That's the Shach. You know, so basically, do we care about Shema? Yes, we care about Shema if we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Or we care about Shema in cases where we say Lobato, like Gavar Sheish Latiren, etc. There's some cases where we care about Shema. When we're machmir for not being Bato, we care about Shema. But in the case that we're dealing with here, when we're making a min b'mino that we don't have to worry about tam ke'ikar, obviously that depends on tam. It's a matter of tam ke'ikar. It's such a much tzara. I don't see how you could disagree. So taka, what's pshat in the Ramah? So, you have no choice but to say, there's a chavos tas, a long defense in the Ramah here. You have no choice but to say, the Ramah reads this whole part of Shulchan Aruch differently than everyone else. You have no choice to say that the Ramah is not dealing with tam ke'ikar here and is possibly a totally different idea. Who is the Ramah really similar to? we'll come back to that in a second. The Chavos Das in the back here, basically, he tries to bring some rayas. They're certainly not mavrach. He thinks that the Ramah is right. But keep in mind, there's no way I challenge anyone. If anyone wants to defend the Ramah within the way that we traditionally understood this part of the Shulchan Aruch, explain why tam ke'ikar should depend on Shema and not Tama, I'd be very happy to hear if the Ramah says, yes, tam ke'ikar is a raisa, but tam ke'ikar has nothing to do with whether it gives a new taste. Tam ke'ikar means the combination of two things that are different kalosheim species. And non-tam kefir means the combination of two things that are the same kol l'shem species. Having nothing to do with whether it's a new taste or not. That's going to be very difficult. So to defend the Ramah, again, you don't want to say the Ramah just made a mistake and was careless, because the Ramah was the Ramah. Right? If you had done that, that's what I would have said. But so to defend the Ramah, the Chavis Das goes and he reinterprets all of Shas, and in every Sugi in Shas finds a raya for the Ramah. Although, you can read it if you have a day or two. And, or three. And see what you think. But the Chavis Das and the Rav said the same thing, much more simply in his Shirim here, in the first Siman Hilfus Tarobos. He says the Ramah must think that Min B'Mino, Min B'She'eno Mino has nothing to do with Tam Ke'ikr. Really, the Ramah doesn't think the Siman is based on Tam Ke'ikr. Rather, what does the Ramah think? This is with the, you know, with the Roman Farshim. But the Ramah says very pashut. He says there's a halacha the Moshe Misinai that Min B'Mino is batel berov mida oraisa, and min b'she'eino mino is batel b'shishin. It's just halachos Moshe Misinai. You're right, it's not to do with Tam Ke'ikr. The Ramah says this. The Ramah doesn't think that this has to do with Tam Ke'ikr. It's a separate din, nothing to do with Tam, nothing to do with Ikr. It's a separate din, says the Chavos Das and the Rav, that there's a halacha of Moshe Misinai that Mimino is batel berov, and the Rabbanim, they upped it to Shishim as a zero up to. And Mimshino Mino is batel b'shishim. Oh, where did we get the Xeris Akasov? To be Mechalkim, Mimino, Mimshino Mino. Lo kokach pashut. I guess maybe you understood like Mishras is like, right? Is different. Mishras refers to different bread and wine, which is different Haloshem Minim, so it's Xeris Akasov. Well, actually, no, because he doesn't mention it. I don't know. Somehow he's rubbed a Shelo or something. Which again is a little tricky because Rav Sheila is min b'mino. But somehow the Ramah ended up, you have to work out the psukim, it's a little tricky, with a halacha Moshe Misinai, I guess not a pasuk, halacha Moshe Misinai, but Sora, that there's just a din to oraisa, that min b'mino is b'mino b'rov in a Torah, min b'she'ino mino is b'mino b'shishim in a Torah, and now, if it's just tam, a halacha Moshe Misinai, if there's a custom, you want to know what it depends on? Now the Ramah makes a lot of sense. Basar Shema. Nothing to do with Tam Ke'ikr. The Chavos Das says Tam Ke'ikr is a separate thing which has no nafkaminas halacha l'maisa. Says nothing to do with Tam Ke'ikr. Tam Ke'ikr is just about whether it's alternate this or not. Tam Ke'ikr is not about what's mutter what's asr. What's mutter what's asr is a separate halacha l'maisa v'sinai v'shir betel of shishim. And whatever, we don't know why. We don't know why we don't rishanis. We don't know why we don't do kazer. And we don't know why Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai that min b'mino is batel berov, min d'oraisa. And then Mishayim Minos Batu B'Shishem, but that's what Hashem told Moshe on Har Sinai, and that's the sheet of the Ramah, which again is a good hesber of the Ramah, but it's just the Ramah is making a lot of assumptions here that are not do not seem to be found in the Rishonim. The Chavos Das is the Yukim from the Rishonim, but it's all the Yukim. He doesn't find any Rishonim who say this. Just like whatever, you can make a Diyuk and Tosos that supports, you know, logically leads to a certain conclusion, etc. It's a tremendous chiddush, but the Chavos Das is right. The Ramah is tremendous. He says, forget Tam Ke'ikr. That's not important, Halacha. That's all the red herring. Forget all the Rishonim, Beis Yosef. Forget the Torah. Forget all that. There's just the Halacha Moshe Misinai of Min B'Shem Min B'Shishim, which is based on and similar to Rashi, who says Shishim is a real drush of Zor B'Shelah. Again, it's not the same because Rashi is not Mechalkim. It doesn't say only Min B'Shem Mino. But this, if this was pshat, was a really radical pshat in the Ramah. Right? You wonder if this, you know, has this answer made the Ramah better or worse? Right? On the one hand, the Ramah said something basar shma, which didn't make any sense. Or, no, it does make sense. It's a totally different idea of this halacha, but then he has a totally different idea of the halacha than all the Rishonim seem to have had, and where did he get that from? And, okay. Either way, I mean, you know, someday we'll discover a way that, you know, like a real good Ramah. The Ramah makes perfect sense. If only we realize, Taka, the Ramah makes perfect sense. But what we can do is say the Ramah makes sense. If you work with an assumption of a halacha Moshe Misinai, you have a convenient halacha Moshe Misinai that says that there's a difference in Mimino, Mimshaino Mino, and that's what the Ramah's talking about. This would actually work well in the Ramah Lashitase of the Ugr that we don't rely on Ekfela nowadays. Why do we rely on Ekfela nowadays? So it works well with Ramah Lashitase. He says, why do we rely on Ekfela nowadays? Because there's a halacha Moshe Misinai that min b'she'eino mino v'shishim. So if there's a halacha Moshe Misinai v'shishim, so what do you need the kfeila for? So So, then you look, the Ram ties with some other Ramas. Might also tie in. We'll see it a little later. What if you could, remember we kept asking, you could taste it, but it's less than a 60th? So the Isser v'Hetter says that it's only Nasa Durabon and it's Xera. Why? If you can taste it. Says the Ramah doesn't really care about taste. He really cares about Shishim for a Chalosha Inominov, Xera Sakasim, Halop, and Moshe Misina. That's the Chavos Das and the Rav's interpretation of the Ramah. And, you know, I don't like this job in the Ramah, but I like the other. I like trying to get the Ramah to fit into the traditional shot even less. So the Chorah, the Ramah, I'm not sure why he decided to do this, or rather why he, what his proofs were. Well, look at the Chavos Das. The Ramah said, no, nothing to do with Tom Kikr, nothing to do with what we ever thought about this. So if it's just a separate Alech Moshe Sinai, of Xeris HaKosu, that Mimba Minos Barov in our Torah, Mimba She'im Minos Bashishim in our Torah, which explains why we don't use a Kfela nowadays, because of this Xeris HaKosu Alech Moshe Sinai. So it works out well with Shitase. And that's why we go Basar Shema, because it's not about tasting. It's about Alech Moshe Sinai, of Xeris HaKosu. And it makes a lot of sense. If you're going to work with Xeris HaKosu, Xeris HaKosu shouldn't depend on practically what they taste like. It's meant the form of Chaloshem. Does it fit into the, does it qualify for the Xeris HaKosov or not? That is the very, very, very peculiar Ramah. Yeah, it's still peculiar. Just, at least now it's peculiar and logical. You know, which, you can't say the Ramah is illogical. So now it's peculiar, but logical. Pashas, they're going to assume like the Shach. Not like the Ramah, just because you have to swallow a lot of assumptions in this Ramah. But the, that's the Ramah. Okay, the... Okay, I know I'm probably way behind everyone in Seder, but I'm not going to finish the step now because it's getting late. So we'll continue with the show on Tuesday. And if you want to know how the Chavos Das, I mean, it's a very nice exercise. Go through all his rise and shots, see whether, you know, he really has good proofs for this new idea or not. Or, you know, I pay a lot of money sometimes to get there on the market. The old idea, not the ignorant. But...